News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Catherine Corliss, campaigner, local historian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you think today would ever come?
Well, I always hoped it would, the way things were moving along slowly but surely. So it's wonderful, really. It's wonderful for all the survivors and the families of those babies who are in that sewage system.
Yeah, we should say the work to allow for the excavation of the burial ground at the former mother and baby home in Tuam is set to begin today. Take us back. When was it that you first broke this story about what you had discovered in Tuam?
Well, back in 2013, I was campaigning and I wanted the story out locally, first of all, but was having quite difficulty in getting people who knew what happened to come forward or to say anything. But it was really only in 2014 and the Mail on Sunday that broke the story for me. It gave it first page coverage, and that in turn, it just exploded after that. It went out to America, it went out to the New York Times, it went out to different countries and all around Ireland. So that was really the breakthrough.
What will this excavation, what will this bring, do you think? What will it ultimately find?
Well, hopefully, we're not 100% sure how many they're going to find. All we know for certain is from the test excavation done back in 2016 and 2017 that the home babies' remains were carbon dated to the time of the home babies, because they did a test excavation and took some bone samples. And those were in the chambers, which are within a very large sewage tank. I know everybody knows about that area now because it's been in the media for so long. But that's all we know for certain. We know for certain there are some box burials in the green area and under the very, very large playground that's there. So as Daniel McSweeney, director of the site, has been saying, we don't really know what we're going to find or how many until we actually get down there, which is starting today.
Just finally, you've made the point that some people have said to you, look, leave it as is. Let things lie where they are. What's your response when people do say that to you?
Well, I've had to respond many times over and over again, let sleeping dogs lie, let them rest in peace. But to me, how on earth could any families rest in peace knowing that their loved ones were just discarded into a sewage system? So it's to undo all that terrible harm and to bring peace and closure to the families of those babies and children.
And personally, what will it mean to you?
It means a lot to me because it was a struggle and it was hard. And I am so delighted that I kept with it because nobody else seemed to care. And I just, my intention was to be a voice for the voiceless, because they had no voice. And the authorities and the government and everybody else involved just wanted to forget about them and just put up a plaque. But I said, you can't do that. We have to have an inquiry. And a lot of good has come out of that. And I'm delighted for today that it's happening finally.
Okay, Catherine Corliss, campaigner, local historian. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.